hear of Haslet or Harslet?
No.
Or liver and lights?
I've heard of lights and livers.
What is the lights?
That's part of the guts, intestines, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You don't think so? The kind of salt cured meat that you can boil with greens, you call?
Salt meat?
Mm-hmm.
Dry salt meat.
Do you ever hear of sow belly or fat back?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's more or less the same part of the, it's part of the hog.
What have you heard it called?
Fat meat. I've heard it called sow belly.
It's all the same thing?
Yeah. It's just different, it depends on the quality. Some of it, you know, it's got more fat, and more. Some of it's got more lean.
What do you call the kind of meat that you buy already sliced now to eat with eggs?
Eat with eggs?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you could fry to eat for breakfast.
Sliced meat, the prepared meat.
Or it's pork.
Bacon.
Huh?
Bacon.
Okay. And when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that section of meat?
The side of a hog.
Did you ever hear of a middling of bacon or side of bacon?
Part of a side of bacon.
What about middling? Did you ever hear?
Never heard that expression.
When you have a side of bacon, what do you call the edge that you cut off before you slice it?
The edge?
Mm-hmm. Kind of tough. Do you ever hear of bacon rind or meat skin?
Pork skins, meat skin. We call them pork skin. Fry those things, they're pretty good.
And something that comes in little links on a chain.
Link sausage.
And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you say
it's rancid.
Or it's done what?
Spoiled.
And a person who kills and sells meat.
The butcher.
And when you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Hog sauce.
Okay, how do you make that?
You can make hog sauce, you can make hog head cheese. Which is the same thing. Same thing.
Which do y'all?
Some people call it hog head cheese, hog sauce.
Which would you call it?
Hog head cheese.
What can you make with the liver?
Oh, you liver. People love liver. They just use the liver and onions, cook it together. Or you can use a pate, make a pate out of it, grind it up, and
do you ever hear of using cornmeal, making something with liver and the cornmeal?
No.
Scrapple or cripple or pawn horse?
No, I'm not too familiar with that.
Is there anything else you can make out of the blood besides the boudin?
Well, you could put it maybe in your cooking, you could use a little of it in gravy, but I always heard it uses, I mean, mostly it's the boudin,
mm-hmm.
which I don't eat.
You don't eat it at all?
No.
Isn't there some kind that doesn't have blood in it?
Yeah. You have red boudin, white boudin.
Do you eat the white?
The white's all right. I don't, I'm not too familiar, I'm not too help on it though, I don't care for it too much, not boudin.
A kind of fruit that, citrus fruit about the size of an apple. It grows in Florida or South Louisiana.